Hi, everyone. Welcome to No One is Illegal Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. Today is March 19th, 2010. My name is Sheila Hewlett, and I am joined in the studio by Yogi Acharya.
So earlier last week, this week actually, we went and visited South Asian Women's Rights Organization, which is an organization based in the Teesdale area, just off Victoria Park and Danforth. We went there because they had invited us to a roundtable discussion they were going to have about their Access to Childcare campaign, which is a really great campaign, and you'll get to hear about it a lot more in the clip that we're going to play from that roundtable discussion. The roundtable was hosted by Sultana Jahangir, or known to us as Moni. We'll just play the clip.
Everyone, we are in here, South Asian Women's Rights Organization, and we are now Teesdale and Crescent Town area. So we have a discussion about the organization work and also the child care, right? So in this discussion, Shamima Islam join with me, Ratna join in here, and also another person, Selvi, is in here. So we're going to discuss how the child care issue is affected our community. So South Asian Women's Rights Organization is a member-based grassroots organization. We are located at the heart of Teesdale Crescent Town, which is identified as a designated area by United Way. Our goal is to break isolation and support women of the community to gain economical sustainable situation, which will provide us a strong, effective space in Canadian economy. To reach our mandate and goal, we start to work and investigate to find out the barrier that cause isolation. Through our last 2 years ongoing community work and two effective survey among 40 women in community, we find out that crucial truth, the childcare is the root cause of poverty and isolation. Our investigation showed how it is turned to a severe trauma for all designated and poor area in Toronto. SORO, as a social justice organization, take this initiative with a group of communities leaders to investigate the systematic barriers of this cause. We are surprised to see that as a modern first world country, how Canadian government policy and politics violate women's, especially poor women's, fundamental right to participate in civic society by excluding and exploiting childcare system. So here is a group of immigrant women, and I'm going to ask some question to them about their issue for that thing. So immigrant women have an economic contribution to make, but we have such a low labor forces participation rate that is a disgrace. Much lower than Canadian born women. South Asian women's newcomer participation rate is only 56%, and many of those in the labor forces are unemployed. So what kind of expectation did you have about being able to work when you came in here? Ratna, can you answer this question, please?
Yeah, I thought Canada wanted me here because I have education and skills that the country needs.
How you do you get that your expectation get fulfilled in here?
Since I got here, I have not been able to use my skills and experience because there is no child care.
Based on our research and investigation for the last 40 years of childcare history, so-called campaign, we found the history affected by political game that each party played for their own benefits. Universal childcare is a political goat that was kept as an issue to catch the voter by political party. Liberal, NDP and Conservative Party didn't have any intention to support women with all level equally for their needs of childcare. The 40 years history didn't provide enough recognition for poor, marginalized women needs. In fact, these groups get excluded from the campaign line. Policy and politics ignored these groups' needs because of their voting rate and participation in political arena. It is very important for us to participate in political arena now with our demand when policy and politics are in a point of change. So immigrants often have to restart their careers after immigrating to take a lower paying job, entry-level job to get going. Does anyone think this kind of strategy would work for us?
Yeah, I think, I'm Shamima. Hi, everybody. As I'm a newcomer, I don't mind starting over again at entry-level jobs and working hard to show what I can do. But without childcare subsidies, even low-paid entry-level jobs are close to me. They don't pay enough to afford childcare.
Yeah, you are right for these things. You know that our community has one of the highest poverty rate in the cities. What do you think in this cause of the poverty in our community?
Yeah, most of the time in Canada, if two people aren't working, the family will be poor. It takes two people working to have a decent life here. If the woman can't work, the family will be poor. Not having subsidies for childcare fees chains us to poverty.
So recent studies show that South Asian men catch up to Canadian-born men in employment rates after a few years. Although wages are lower, immigrant women never catch up to men. When we are thinking about emigrating to Canada, what were you expectation about the status of in Canada, about the opportunity for women here? So what is your expectation that you get what kind of opportunity in here?
I thought that in Western countries, women were able to use their education and skills to get opportunities, that women were supposed to have rights and equality. Since choosing Canada and coming here, I found out that Canada has two systems for women's rights, one for the rich and one for the poor. Canada has the worst childcare system of all Western countries for low-income families.
You know that South Asian Women's Rights Organization ran Access to Childcare campaign, and we are funded through Metcalf Foundation. Through our work to investigate the system for our demand full funding for low-income women subsidy, we found out that we are at a point of change in childcare and early learning issue in Toronto and Ontario. Money is being redirected from low-income families. Big changes are being made in access to childcare subsidy, and access to early learning education. These changes will affect our kids and our life. Low-income women are pushed to the margin of the childcare system. The change will create more vulnerable situation for low-income women to get more push to be marginalized. When we are in point of change, everyone in childcare sector has a voice that could reflect the change, like primary teacher, early childhood education, and childcare center. They are protected for their right by trade union, city politician, legislation, influential parents, childcare coalition, etc. And we really feel that they need this protection for their right. And this protection will going to be support them not to be get exploited by government. But low-income women has no protection. So we find it out that most of the women in our community emigrate at around the same age. They are late 20s or early 30s. Does this suggest any needs for government policy to anyone?
All the people I know who came here have young children. The women are of the age for having children. The Canadian government gives us extra point for being in this age group. The government should have childcare in place when they bring us here.
Yeah, I would like to say something about that too. We came as skilled workers, but there is nothing in place for us to work. Our skills aren't recognized. There is no childcare we can offer. Why did the government bring us here?
That is a good question, and that kind of question we should have to ask every time, that why the government bringing us in here. A lot of us have heard that Canada brought us here to solve its demographic problem, the low birth rate and the aging workforce. Who would like to comment for these things?
I know it's true Canada needs immigrants because of the low birth rate. Sometimes I feel like Canada only wants me to be a baby machine.
A baby machine?
The only way I can make money here is to have kids to get bigger baby bonus checks.
We Bengali loves our precious children, but what do you think about women being a baby machine?
Yes, I love my children, but I don't want to be a baby machine. This is a very backwards way to look at women. Canada is supposed to be a modern country. We need access to childcare to get out of this baby machine's role.
Some of our community's women said they immigrate so their family would have more opportunity, but they feel they are personally better off in Bangladesh. They're excluded and isolated here. Would anyone like to comment for these things?
Yeah, I have something to say. I had a good job and close family ties and support in Bangladesh. I feel ripped up from my roots. I made a lot of sacrifices to come here. Without childcare, this sacrifice has been for nothing. I have no life and my family is living in poverty.
Anyone else like to put a comment in here?
Yeah, yes. That's how I feel too. I returned from my roots and I had a social network in Bangladesh, my family. The woman I went to school with, it's a big help for mothers and working women. That all disappeared one day. I was uprooted and put on a plane and plopped down in a Scarborough apartment. This is the other side of the world. Since then, I feel I'm under house arrest.
For over a year now, women in the community have been looking at the issue of childcare and early learning. We have found that all level of the governments blame the other level for the problem. All of them say there isn't enough money for childcare. Would anyone like to comment for these things?
Yeah, I want to say something because I am a newcomer here, but I know that in the Canadian system, all the levels of government have responsibility for providing money for social service. I also know that the people in Canada are sick of the blame game between levels of government.
And you know that through the way of our access to childcare campaign, we realize with the low income women need to be united together in a platform and build our political arena to demand our right and protect our right. Our goal is to connect all poor marginalized income, low income women with this awareness. The system will push them more to be marginalized if they are not united and find it out the way to stop this pushing. Ontario should stop complaining about the federal government and take up its responsibility for funding in the childcare issue in the province. Ontario welcomes the federal government's commitment to not reduce transfer payment to Ontario as it balanced the federal budget, but also called on the federal government to live up to its obligation in areas where it has come up short, such as childcare and immigration. So we feel it like all levels of government are playing for these things. We are sick about that kind of game, and it should has to be finished, and a government should has to start to think how they can put more childcare fund for the subsidies and other childcare issue. So I want to get any other comments this anyone has to put about the issue that how the all levels of government playing for the childcare game.
Well, I have to say something about this issue. The government says there is no money for childcare subsidies, but I know this is not true. Canada is richer than most of the Western countries, but all of them have a better childcare systems than Canada. Ontario is richer than Quebec, but everyone in Quebec can get childcare for almost free.
Yeah, Quebec is doing good because Quebec has a universal child care policy that looks like $7 per day. And Ontario's economy is 3 times bigger than Quebec, and still we don't have any kind of policy in here. And also not in Ontario, Quebec. Canada is the worst country among the European all country who has the worst child care system in here. And we all feel that it is not acceptable. Before we came in this country, we don't feel that we have to be face that kind of situation in here. As soon as we brought in here, we found out that there is no support for us to go back to the work. So this system has to be changed. This system has to be changed and bringing the new system in here for everybody's right for child care. So is there anyone wants to put the last comment?
Yeah, I can do that. My situation is typical for our women. Most of the jobs I can get are low-paid jobs, survival jobs in retail and fast food, or entry-level jobs. This kind of jobs don't pay enough for childcare. So without childcare subsidies, I am stuck.
Yeah, so right now we have a discussion with these women. And soon we get that Governor McGuinty give the throne speech for the budget, and we find it out that he has no plan for the childcare. And childcare sector is now in a catastrophe. So we all need to be work together, bringing all low-income women in same platform for a one demand that we need full funding for low-income women subsidy, so then all women can come together. And SORO is doing this campaign to bring all low-income women in the same page, and we're going to be called a city low-income women conference in summer. So we want everybody who are going to be listen to us and talk and together, and women, these low-income women need to be and participate in the political arena, so then our voice will go to be identified by the policymaker and politics. We can't go back because there is no space behind us. Only the way we have now, stand up, find out, and fight back. Thank you, everyone, for this thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you were just listening to a roundtable discussion hosted by South Asian Women's Rights Organization. And as Moni mentioned, they're organizing a conference in summer. So we just want to echo Moni's call out to all grassroots organizations and low-income women to come together this summer and demand a fair childcare program here in Ontario. If you want more information about the summer conference or if you want to participate, you can email Moni at moni, M-O-N-I, .drum, D-R-U-M, at gmail.com. Or you can visit SORO's website, which you can Google and find SORO's website. Before we end today, I just want to plug an event that No One Is Illegal is organizing today called Dismantling the Sweatshop City. It's happening at 7 p.m. tonight at 350 Victoria Street in room 7211. It's part of a series of events that No One Is Illegal is organizing under the banner The City is a Sweatshop. So this is one event, another one happening tomorrow, which is going to include loads of performances, great speakers, should be a fun event. That's happening at 58 Cecil Street at the Cecil Community Center. That's happening at 7 p.m. again, and that event is called Creating a Sanctuary City.
Okay, that's awesome. Everybody should go. So now we have a song by the South Asian Women's Rights Organization. It's a rendition of We Shall Overcome, sung in English and Bengali. This has been Known as Illegal Radio, CKLN 88.1 FM.
We shall overcome.